Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Well, good glorious morning to you. Once again, Randy Dean, the No BS Bishop, I'm here today with a delighted heart that you've given me the honor and the privilege of your time. I know your time is precious. I know it's valuable, and I seek to inject as much love into this next half hour as I know how to, because the subject of my broadcast is always, I'm alive to love. All lesser values are potential BS. So tune in for the next half an hour. I promise to challenge notions and to give you an opportunity to lift your sights beyond the level planes of hate, the level planes of indifference, and to become a person of full passion for life, being alive to love. I'm going to give you seven foundations of discovering and living love today. No, in no specific order of importance, but these are the foundations of discovering and living love. I am convinced that love is the one thing worth everything in life. No matter who you are, what your tasks are, what your vocation may be, however important you may think you are or unimportant you may feel that you are, love alone is credible. It's the only thing worth everything. In 1956, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., from an essay that he wrote, Facing the Challenge of a New Day, said these words, "We have before us the glorious opportunity to inject a new dimension of love into the veins of civilization. There is still a voice crying out that echoes across the generations, saying, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, pray for those who despitefully use you, that you may be the children of your Father who is in heaven." And he said, this might well be the salvation of our civilization. We live in such a time today in the 21st century when we need to discover this power of love that it might become the salvation of our civilization. Political rancor and partisanship has torn good friends away from each other. It has split families. It has caused more rancor than I've seen in all of my 66 years of life. And I don't intend to go after who's right and who's wrong, because after all, this is America. You have a right to be wrong. We are all in this together. And if we are to survive our current day, we are going to need to have a discovery of the power of love. Let's be alive to love, folks. All lesser values are just BS. Let's get rid of all the BS and let's be alive to love. So here you go. The seven foundations of discovering and living in love. No specific order of importance. I'm going to go through it. So grab a pencil, paper, and write these things down. If not, go back to the website on WPCA and listen to this broadcast again. Here we go. Number one, use the power of your words and all your conversations toward the direction of love. Finish your comments, complaints, or your frustrations with an aim at love and loving. And just decide that you can see everything through the lens of love. That's the first foundation of discovering and living love. Just your words and your conversations in the direction of your love and decide. Decide that everything can be seen through the lens of love. No matter who you're talking to, no matter what the subject, it can be seen through the lens of love. Loving somebody who disagrees with you is going to carve a deeper place in your own heart for empathy, to understand the other person. To understand the other person is what love is about. It's the greater value. So that's the first part of the foundation of discovering and living love. Number two. Make a commitment to the lifetime discovery of love. Change your love vocabulary routinely because it will discipline your thoughts in the direction of growth and expansion of love. Make a commitment of a lifetime discovery of love. There's no static, standalone place for love. Love is something that needs to be purposed forward constantly, consistently. You're given an opportunity in this one and only life to live it for love. Make a commitment to a lifetime discovery of love. Love should be ever changing, ever growing, ever evolving, ever reaching for another moment. Change your vocabulary so that it's not just the same old, same old. You know, I've often said, you know, don't just kind of give people that car salesman wink and say, hey, love ya, and just walk away. Don't be so glib about it. Pause. Take a breath. Look at somebody that you want to say I love you to. Pause. Take a breath. Make sure you gather yourself for at least 1 second. Look them right in the eye and say, I love you. That's powerful. All right, so number one is use the power of your words in the direction of love and decide that everything can be seen through the lens of love. Number two, make a commitment to a lifetime discovery of love. It is going to take all of your 70, 80, 90, 100 years of life to know what the real beauty of love is. Number three, just two words, and I've said this before in this broadcast, but it is profound. Number three is expect love. Expect it. Live in the expectation of love. Expect that somebody is loving you. Expect that somebody new will love you. Expect that you will discover a new project, a new avocation, a new vocation, a new hobby. Expect love. Love is what the whole universe is just throbbing and beating with. The heartbeat of the universe is love. I believe that there's a possibility of love coming at you every single day. Somebody, somewhere, something, somewhere is waiting to throw its arms around you and love you on any given day. Expect it. Expect love to come your way. Number four, create a team around you, just even if it's informally. You don't necessarily have to say, okay, you're the captain of my team, you're the assistant. Maybe you do, maybe you don't, but just have a few trusted people around you who are a team of love mentorship so that they give you a wider variety of relationships other than those with whom you are normally comfortable. Learn how to listen to people from other sides of the equation without a need to be heard or to debate. Research has shown us that most people, when they're in a conversation, aren't listening to the person in front of them. They're preparing, rather, to be heard themselves. They're not listening to what's being said to them. They're only preparing for what they want to say. That's not empathy. That's not love. We need to be people of genuine love who listen. Create a love mentorship around you, a team of mentorship with a wide variety of relationships. Somebody from some other city, some other vocation, some other political persuasion, some other religious persuasion. You know, I'm a pastor, been a pastor my whole life, and I got to tell you, I get bored with the same old church services. I want to go somewhere that's different. Even if I don't necessarily want to be a part of that all my life, it's really valuable for my thinking, valuable for my experience and my creativity. Go somewhere that I've never been before. I have been privileged over the years. It's been such an honor that I get to go to places of real beautiful worship. I love going to a rousing African American church. Boy, they really know how to just let loose and sing. They know how to preach. Man, it lifts all of my soul's senses. I've been privileged to go to a Catholic church and just enjoy the liturgy and the smells of the incense. Here in Clayton, Wisconsin, there's a beautiful Orthodox church that is being shepherded by Father Chris Wojcik. Oh my goodness, what a beautiful little house of worship, and the smells and the sights in that little glorious church house is, I'm telling you, it's an experience that everyone should just jump in the middle of that once in a while. Even if you don't intend to join a church like that, you should allow that experience to mentor you outside of your own little safe little burg. So create a team of love mentorship. Listen to people with whom you are normally not given to listen to. Make sure that you listen to opposing sides of all kinds of conversations, and that makes for you a mentoring team that'll grow you up, grow you out, grow you forward. So number five, in the seven foundations of discovering and living love, I'm sorry, I should remind you what I'm trying to lay in front of you today. Number five, accept the possibility that at every level of your love, you will be challenged. You will be rejected. You may go unnoticed. You may be misunderstood. You'll not always be able to work on short-term projects, because love is a long-term project. And sometimes love may cause you harm. Love, putting yourself in a place of love, may be somewhat harmful. Reject the notion that there is such a thing as uninjured love. So that you, out of that, that you learn in love that getting bruised in the middle of love is going to remind you of who God is. Because certainly God is love, and certainly God has so loved the world, so, and certainly God has been rejected, and God has been hatefully treated, and certainly God has been taken a fair amount of abuse. But yet his love remains. It hasn't changed. In fact, if anything, it has only grown. Make sure that you accept the possibility that your love may not always be, quote unquote, successful in the way you thought it would be. And if you can accept that and then move forward, you will discover the majesty of the love of God. Remember, this is a part of the seven foundations of discovering and living a life of love and being alive to love. I've never insinuated in any of these broadcasts, never would I even dare to say something silly and stupid such as love is going to win in any given minute or 2 minutes or 1 hour or even 1 day. Love wins in the larger picture. Love may not win today and it may not win this month, but love will win in the grander scheme of life, because love will carve a greater place inside of you for being alive, really being alive. So that's number five. And don't worry, I'll review this with you. All right, I'll go back over it. Number six, express love in the most personally identifying way as possible in any given situation. Discipline your thoughts to consider acts of love with relationships across a wide spectrum of friendships and relationships. Make sure that you keep yourself in a discipline of expanding your love circle toward things that you don't ordinarily do. There are so many things that cross my mind here, but listen, we are all too often given to making excuses why we cannot love or we do not love, rather than disciplining ourselves toward love. I'm a preacher. I've lived my whole life preaching, speaking. When I was in high school, I took some kind of vocational test. I don't even remember what the name of that thing was, but that was a big moment. It was I think my junior year in high school. It was a big deal. We were told by our teacher, and I think it was the guidance counselor of our school at the time, that this would help us make our goals and choose our vocation for life. This particular test, for me, said that whatever it is that I do in life, I should consider doing something that doesn't involve being involved with too many people at any given time, and that I should probably find a vocation that would give me the opportunity to work solo and not have to be interacting with too many people. In other words, don't be a preacher. For all of my life, I'll preach at the drop of a hat, and I will drop my own hat. It's a part. It's just in my nature. It's become a part of me. But I've also realized that I have had to discipline myself as a preacher. I can't afford to get lazy or sloppy. I have to study. I have to put myself into the rigors of knowing what it is to speak to people. I listen to this broadcast when it's on the air, or I go back and listen to the recording that I keep of it. And I must tell you, I'm not a great fan of the sound of my own voice. That's really true. It just makes me uncomfortable to hear me talk. And it's because I pay attention to myself to see if I can say it better, do it better, express myself more clearly. It's been a lifelong challenge for me to express myself and to express love in a personally identifying way, to discipline my thoughts. I don't think any God-given gift can just lay there and ever be fully developed unless we are fully developing it. Even if it is God-given, it has to be worked at. It has to. You have to put the hand of labor and the hand of love to your God-given gifts. So express love in the most personally identifying way as possible by disciplining your thoughts to consider acts of love across relationships that are in a wide variety of friendships. And number seven, I'll review all seven of these in a moment. Number seven of the seven foundations of discovering and living love. Number seven is always remember that love is a lifetime pursuit. Love is not a once-for-all arrival. Love is never so small as to remain finished in any given season or station of our life. Always remember that love will be a lifetime pursuit, not a once-for-all arrival. You know, I fell in love. Now I'm just going to live the rest of my life at that point. No. If you fell in love, now you're going to have to learn how to live in love. If you found somebody to love, now that love is going to need to evolve into a greater, grander, and more powerful expression through the rest of your life. So in the seven foundations of discovering and living love, this last 15, 20 minutes here, I've been telling you that love is so grand. It is so powerful that it's going to take our energies, our decisions, our commitment, the high level of our involvement day by day by day. I read the quote from Martin Luther King Jr. that the voice that echoes across the generations, which is the voice of Jesus, says, "Love your enemies and bless those who curse you." He says that those words may very well be the salvation of our civilization, and Dr. King is right. Love your enemies. You know, loving your friends, that's easy, baby. There's nothing to it. Nothing to it. Your friends are your friends, and you ought to always have friends that you can easily love, but you ought to also recognize that your enemies are in your life as a potential project for growing you larger, growing you more significant in your love expressions. You and I are invited to an adventure of life that where we are alive to love. Get rid of all the BSing in life. Get rid of all the bait and switching in your life, pretending that you love rather than really loving. Don't live in those shallows. Don't dive into that shallow end of the pool. You'll break your neck on that. Go into the deep end. Dive into the deep end of love. Be a lover of all people, all the time, all places, at any given moment. Be a lover of people that are, there are some people, I know, there are some people who seem determined to make you hate. There are people who have, it seems that they were born with a goal. I'm going to rub you the wrong way any way I can. And that, my friend, becomes for all of us the person that we are invited to love. Because Jesus said, love your enemies. And that may be the greatest thing in our life, that we learn that our love can be just big enough to love that person. I don't remember if I quoted Oswald Chambers earlier, but if I didn't, I'm going to do it now. And if I did, I'm going to repeat him. Oswald Chambers is a great preacher of another generation. He said, when we can imagine our worst enemy forever alive in the new creation, adoring God alongside us, well, then we can begin to say we have loved like God. We have loved like God. When we can imagine our enemy standing alongside of us in the new creation and see them genuinely with us enjoying the new creation, well, now we can say we've loved like God. I don't want to live my life so shallow that it's easy to hate. Hate is lazy. Hating is lazy. Love is heavy labor. It's doing the heavy lifting of love. Oh, I'm telling you, that's some hard labor right there. And it's worth it. Anything worth doing is anything worth having is worth working for. And love is a labor. I'm telling you this, that When I discover something in me that is unloving, I am uncomfortable with that residing in me. I want that out. I want to ferret that out. I want to expose it to the light so that it can go away. Today, I've been talking to you about the seven foundations of discovering and living love. No specific order of importance here, but let me review them rapidly for you here in this last 5 to 10 minutes. Ready? Number one. Use the power of your words and conversations in the direction of love. Decide you can see everything through the lens of love. That's number one. Number two, make a commitment to a lifetime discovery of love. Change your love vocabulary routinely. Fresh it up. Make sure it isn't stale and stagnant. Number three, just two words on number three, but they are powerful. Expect love. Everybody listening to me right now, expect love today. Number four, create a team of love mentorship through a wide variety of relationships other than just the people you're normally comfortable hanging out with. Learn to listen to people from opposing sides without a need to debate or to be heard. Give yourself the opportunity to love in a group like that. Number five, accept the possibility that every level of your love will be challenged. It may be rejected. It may go unnoticed. It may be misunderstood. And it will not always work in short-term projects. And love may even cause you harm. Reject the notion of uninjured love. Love beyond the idea or the sad, shallow ideal and idea of love, that love is never harmed. Love will never be hurt. No. In fact, the greater you love, the greater the potential of disappointment and harm. Number six, express love in the most personally identifying way as possible. Put your words to task with love. Make sure you have a discipline in your life that is speaking love very personally. I'm committed to this. It is a daily labor, and I don't have time to review it again here, but just trust me on this one. Express love in a personally identifying way and do it every day of your life. And number seven, always remember, love is a lifetime pursuit. Love is never so small as to remain finished at any season or station in your life. People that are married know that this is true. Love may have started. You may have a great wedding. Oh my, what a beautiful wedding that was. But your marriage is going to be made over the next decades of discovering what love is for each other. You may have a great wedding, but it's going to take love to make a great marriage. Out of the excitement of a wedding, so many couples are convinced that we'll just always love each other. And I hope that's true. I really do. That's when I perform weddings, as I will here in a few days. When I do a wedding, I am convinced that I'm giving you the opportunity for a lifetime discovery of love. But I hope that wedding altar, that marriage altar, isn't the last time that you express yourself clearly, that you clear your throat and talk about why and how you love your significant other. Love creates at a marriage altar, wedding altar. It creates the opportunity for a lifetime discovery. We all are being offered here this grand adventure of being alive to love. When we slump away from it, then we've surrendered to the BS of life. We surrender to the BS of being in a contest with everybody. We treat life like it's a football game where we got to tackle somebody. We got to knock somebody down in order to lift ourselves up. We cheat ourselves of the abundant life with the loss of love and living life without love. I'm alive to love. I'm alive. I'm not taking in calories. I'm not breathing, eating, sleeping, and giving myself the opportunity to be a stronger person just so that I can hate. No. Life is too great to hate. I'm going to live this life alive to love. I invite you to join me in this adventure. So now in these last couple of minutes, I want you to square yourself up for a moment. Take a deep breath. Inhale for the moment right now. Just breathe deep all the way to the bottom of your lung right now. And now exhale and say three words. I love you. I just said that to you. Whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever project may be going on in the background, I hope you caught one moment of this broadcast, and that is that I love you. You shouldn't go one day. No one should live a day without having somebody say to them, I love you. I hope I've entered your day with those three words that make a difference for you. I don't know who you are. I'm not some kind of clairvoyant somebody that can predict that I know the name of somebody, but I know this. Everybody listening needs to hear, I love you. Now that you've heard that, it's been an investment given to you. I challenge you right now, be alive to love. Now that somebody has said to you, I love you, take that small seed and go out and plant it to a dozen other people real quick, just as quickly as you can. Go out today and grab somebody with gentle power. Give them the moment of taking a deep breath and then exhale those three words by looking them in the eye and say, I love you. And then watch something happen. You never know what might come out of those three words in just that one moment when you can say, I love you. Oh, yeah, it's risky. Yeah, you may be misunderstood. And oh, yeah, they may reject it or laugh you off. But it's worth it for you to practice being alive to love. I'm Randy Dean. I'm the No BS Bishop. I have no BS to give you. I have only the bishop's call of my heart to call you upward, outward, forward, to be a person who is alive to love. Get up and go this day. Be that one person that you have met that is alive to love. God bless you. Thank you for the honor and the privilege of your time.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.